I don't know why I stole the gum. I just did it. I feel terrible, and I hope the manager forgives me.
Even if he doesn't, Jesus will always forgive you. There's nothing like a powerful Bible verse and an inspiring story to help you get your day started right. My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. One summer, I found a skateboard that I really wanted at a garage sale. It had a T-Rex on the bottom. It was so cool. Now, I didn't have the $5 it cost, so I took a bunch of quarters, nickels, and dimes from my mom's purse and bought it. Later, I felt so bad, I told my parents what I did, and thankfully, they forgave me. If you've done something wrong, you need to confess it to the person you hurt and to God. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." Well, let's tune into our story today. It's called Sticky Situation at the Grocery Store. "This time I've really done it," Juliana thought. Just moments before, she had been shopping for groceries with her stepmother. She had helped put cheese and bananas in the cart. Then, at the checkout line, she spotted the racks of bubblegum and candy bars for sale. Glancing around to be sure no one noticed her, Juliana snatched a bright pink pack of gum. She hid it under her shirt as she and her stepmom crossed the parking lot to their minivan. "What's under your shirt, honey?" Maria, Juliana's stepmother, asked as she loaded the groceries into the van. Juliana kicked half-heartedly at a pebble. Guilty feelings started to fill up her belly. Slowly, she extended her hand, revealing the stolen gum. "Oh, baby girl," Maria said sadly. "Here." She reached for the gum. "Wait here." Juliana climbed into the van to wait while her stepmom returned to the store. Moments later, Maria joined Juliana in the van and took hold of her hand. "I talked to the store manager. If you come inside, you can apologize and talk about what you can do to fix it." Juliana nodded. The sick feeling in her stomach grew. "I'm sorry, Maria. I don't know why I took it, except..."
"Except what?" Maria prompted.
Juliana sighed. She liked Maria, but she still wasn't sure she wanted her dad to be married to her. Still, she wanted her stepmother to understand. "Sometimes, when I say I want something, nobody listens, even when it's important," Juliana explained.
"And sometimes you want things more important than bubblegum, right?" Maria asked.
Juliana sniffed. "I know it was wrong. I'll go in and say I'm sorry for stealing the gum."
"That's the right thing to do. You can also tell Jesus you're sorry. He already knows what you did and why you did it."
"Then he knows more than I do," Juliana said.
"And he wants to help you," said Maria.
"He loves you so much, enough to pay for your sins on the cross."
Juliana opened the van door. She looked back to Maria.
"Will you come with me?"
"Of course, honey."
"Good," said Juliana. "That's what I really want."
So how about you? Do you ever make a choice to do something and then later regret it? The Bible tells us we all sin. In Christ, we have complete forgiveness from God. We can confess anything we've done wrong, knowing that Jesus has already paid for our sins and will forgive us. He made the way for us to have a relationship with Him, and He is always there to help us. Our key verse is 1 John 1:9.
"If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness."
And our key thought today, Jesus forgives sin.
There's more great music and stories just for you on Keys for Kids Radio. Check it out today at keysforkids.net. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.